It is that time on a Friday where we get to the tool shed. And I want to remind you, if you got too much stuff, Tough Shed has a large selection of storage buildings, garages, studios, and cabins. Ridiculously easy financing, no credit check, rent-to-own options. Get your personally designed Tough Shed installed at no extra cost. And if you need a little extra space for the things in your house, maybe your toys, there you go. Visit Tough Shed, where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene. All right, so as it works, I'm going to hit you with three nominees. But first, in order to induct somebody into the Crunch Time Tool Shed, we've got to open said tool shed, and we call on our proprietor.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Rodriguez, who incredibly, since he left the game, terrific analyst. I can't believe I just said those words, and I meant them in all sincerity. All right, let's start out with once a quarterback, then a voice, now a quarterback again, Colin Kaepernick. Dude, you had people's attention. You drew attention to yourself. And it made a lot of people take a good hard look at some pretty important issues, claimed it was in the name of injustice and against what America should be. Then you tell us you didn't vote? Hey, it's your right, as it was and is your right, not to stand for the national anthem. It's constitutionally protected. And you were the one who claimed to respect the military. Men and women for 2.5 centuries have served and died for those rights. Sorry, guy, not voting made many just hit the delete button on you. Bad look. Bad look. Let's get to the wife of Buffalo Bill place kicker, Kayla Carpenter. I know I'm a bit of a broken record, but social media does give a voice to those who have not really earned it sometimes. And this isn't a female thing. If you were his brother, Baseboard Carpenter, I'd be saying the same thing. When Richard Sherman went off sides Monday and kind of ran into your kicker husband, you claimed it's because Sherman is an animal who cannot control his rage, then took it an ignorant step further, stating on the farm you deals with animal like that, and you posted a picture of a castration tool, then offered an F-minus apology. Sorry, Dudette, there's a lot of bad racial overtones there. Ding, ding, ding. Sherman totally destroyed her with his response, and it was a beautiful thing. Finally, Nick Saban, Alabama coach, and apparently he lives in a place called Oblivion. It's the information age. It's the presidential election that had literally the entire world captivated, be it its divisive nature, what's at stake. We were only determining the leader of the free world. You're the public face of a major institution of higher learning, guiding young people from college into manhood, and you're going to tell me you didn't even know Tuesday was election day. See, it's a word I'm looking for. A liar. So you woke up. You saw people. You live on Earth. You drove to your office. You held a practice. You interacted with human beings and nothing. That's about as arrogant as a way to sidestep a question as I've seen. Supposed to be showing 100 guys on a staff that there's more to life than football. Yes, even more to life than Crimson Tide football. Dude, you are a dope, plain and simple. This is kind of easy. Kayla Carpenter, harmless. Saban trying to make a point. I've been pretty vocal that Kaepernick is well within his constitutional rights, whether you agree or not. But he is easily the inductee this week. After all that, you actually made people do some maybe personal reassessing, opening eyes, getting a good dialogue going, and then to not vote in this election. And the excuse you gave, now, you're the inductee for November 11th, and with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Ah, yes. Sometimes, Alex, you are silly and unprofessional.
Free parking and close to Austin Stadium. The Cooler Restaurant and Bar, open 6 a.m. daily, located at 20 Centennial Loop off MLK in Eugene.
You're listening to KUJZ 95.3, the